So what the smart glasses do is they try to make the world easier to see for visually impaired people by representing it in a simpler way. And we do this by using information from a depth camera, which allows us to select things that are close by, information from a regular camera, so that we can then enhance the things that are close by and make them, give them more contrast, enhance contours to really emphasize the features of the things that are close by. And then we can also kind of ignore the background. And then finally, we show that on a set of displays that are basically like glasses. They're see-through. Hopefully, they shouldn't look too crazy, because they basically just look like a chunky pair of glasses. And we really hope that this will help people navigate in environments that they haven't been to before. So we hope the glasses will help people in, for instance, unfamiliar environments to find their way around, and also in social settings to follow what's going on, know where people's faces are, and help recognize and find objects in when performing everyday tasks. Now, currently, the glasses are a quite bulky prototype, but we've recently won a Google Impact Challenge together with the RNIB to try and shrink the prototype down and make a large number of prototypes that we can give to people to try out at home. Currently, the only information we have about how people find the glasses is from when people came over to the lab to test them out with us. But we want to see how people use them independently, whether people actually find them useful in their everyday lives. And that will give us a lot of information and also feedback on how we can improve the glasses.
And what do you think the timeline might be until there's a sort of product that is available for the general public?
So the timeline for the Google Impact Challenge project is about a year to 1.5 years. So around the end stage of that project is when we try to bring a product to market, which hopefully shouldn't be more than the cost of a smartphone.
That's great. And what do you think the sort of the possibilities are in terms of improvement to existing sight with sight loss? How significant of an improvement is this once it's working and available?
Well, the current prototype does rely on the residual vision that people still have, because it still presents visual information. So currently this is useful for people with low vision who might get an edge by using our glasses to boost what they've already got. In the longer term, we hope for these glasses to become a platform that people can also develop their own software for, or that charities like the RNIB could develop software for, so that you can look at things like wayfinding using freely available information about maps.
Similar to Google Glass, then?
We hope that it can become a platform that other people can develop stuff for, and that can really be used for anything you can think of that might be useful for someone with sight loss.
Great, that's fantastic. What's your name and what's your role?
My name is Joram van Reede, and I'm Joram Vanrheede. That's it, three words.
All right.
And I'm a postdoctoral research associate on the project. So I'm a researcher in the same group as Stephen.
Right. Wonderful.